Government ministers, doctors, nurses, and other healthcare specialists from 76 countries are meeting in Mexico City to discuss major health issues facing the world today and how to combat them. The Summit on Health Research is sponsored by the World Health Organization. One of the summit's main themes is how to save thousands of people who lose their lives every day because of lack of health care. Tim Evans is the Assistant Director General of the World Health Organization. He says most child mortality globally is avoidable through existing low-cost, often simple preventative measures. He says one example is providing anti-mosquito bed nets for children in the fight against malaria. Mr. Evans says the question of their distribution at low cost has not yet been properly addressed.
Mosquito bed nets, an intervention that can decrease childhood mortality by 25%. We haven't understood how to distribute those bed nets to the population at large, what the mechanisms would be to ensure a purchasing on the behalf of the consumer that would be affordable and sustainable. And what we're arguing here is that those solutions won't simply appear serendipitously. We have to actively research those questions and, in a problem-solving mode, identify what the opportunities are for quickly and effectively increasing coverage of these key interventions.
Dr. Pramila Sanayake is the chairperson of the Global Forums Foundation Council. She says more work must be focused on helping mothers from developing countries to survive childbirth. She says 500,000 women's lives could and must be saved annually.
I don't think any woman should die giving birth to the next generation. And I think it's society's duty and women's right to have this changed. And I think we need to tackle the issue of women's reproductive health, for starters. And if we empower a woman and her reproductive health is taken care of, then she's on the move.
Dr. Jill Samuels is Executive Director for Science Policy and Affairs at Pfizer Global Research and Development in Europe. One of her specialities is AIDS research. She says it is as big a challenge as the Black Death or plague, which killed at least a third of Europe's population in the 1300s. She warns this virus is now making deep inroads into other areas apart from Africa.
Although people have thought that Africa is the biggest problem, we know now that in Eastern Europe and in the Far East, the rate of rise of HIV infections is exponential. So I don't think we should think that the problem is purely confined to Africa.
Other major issues being examined at the summit include statistics, with special emphasis on mortality rates, which often go unreported. For VOA News, I'm James Blears in Mexico City.